God.
It is freaking nuts.
Yep. It is. But yeah, April's been busy with the Seussical musical.
The Seussical.
She's Jojo.
Jojo.
Yes.
And
the clown?
Understudy for the cat.
That's Bozo.
Are we ready, April?
Okay, two viewers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's roll
Kimosabi. Oh, no. Where's... Okay, oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Joe Field, the founder of Free Comic Book Day and Flying Colors Comics in Concord, California, and you are listening to the Comic Pop Library.
A long time ago, we used to be friends, but I haven't thought of you lately at all. If ever again, a greeting I sent to you, short, sweet, to the soul, is all I intend. Ah, 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 ah. Come on now, honey, bring it on, yeah. Just remember me well, you're good to go. Come on now, sugar. Just remember me well.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Chris.
I'm Matt.
April.
And today we are going to be looking at Veronica Mars, the movie, and Pierce the Veil's album. Give me a moment.
Collide with the Sky.
Thank you.
You don't memorize that?
No.
Loser.
My head's too full of information to be memorizing trivial things. So.
Oh, that was a good comeback.
I know everything. I just can't remember it all at once. It makes my head hurt.
But we're going to be looking at Veronica Mars, and that was our intro as well as the theme song for Veronica Mars, the movie. And we're going to have Chris. No, not Chris. I apologize.
No, Chris does not get to do the movies.
Been a while. Jeez. We'll let Matt take it over from here. So go for it, Matt.
Veronica Mars was a limited release movie. And part of the reason for the limited release was this movie was unique in a couple ways. One, it was based off the TV show Veronica Mars, which I think aired three seasons.
Yep.
Two of those were her in high school, and one of those were her in college. And then the show kind of ended, and people kind of wanted a movie.
A Star Trek type thing. All the fans rallied. And
yeah, really, really wanted it. And there was a screenplay that was written for it, was pitched to make the movie, and they basically said no.
But
they went to Kickstarter.
Yes.
And which was kind of in its infancy back then, wasn't it? It wasn't too old.
It wasn't maybe real old. It said on, I was reading this, on April 5th they'd completed the draft and had pitched it.
Oh my gosh, that's my birthday.
And
just let y'all know.
It doesn't give me a starting date. Yeah, March 13th of 2013 is when they put it on Kickstarter. Basically said, hey, you know, donate $10 and we need to get at least $2 million.
Two or three.
It says two. It says two. Here, too. No, wait. I'm sorry. It said it's $4 million.
Oh.
They wanted $4 million to get the movie rolling. And inside of 2 hours, they broke $2 million, which was a record on Kickstarter. They got their money and basically filmed the movie.
All of the same actors came back. And
yep, all the same actors that were in the TV show came back. They were all there. And to me, if you liked Veronica Mars, you'd like the movie because it was more or less an hour and a half long Veronica Mars episode, give or take. And I don't want to go into details of the movie. Well,
because he can't remember.
I can too. Because she's applying to be a lawyer. She's no longer a detective.
Yes, she is.
And basically what happens, she gets a call from her ex-boyfriend, friend, however you want to throw them into the category, who is accused of murdering his girlfriend.
Yep.
And says, hey, I need your help because you know this town and no one will believe me. And that's how she kind of goes back to help him, but she uses the excuse that she's going to her 10-year
I believe so.
High school reunion.
Yeah.
And, of course, the same old thing of Veronica Mars kind of being this outcast is there, and nothing's really changed in those 10 years other than they've gotten older.
Yeah. It's basically like a big old epilogue.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of, which was...
That's how I see it, and then because it ties up everything, and it gives you an ending.
It kind of gives you an ending to the show instead of... I do know the show just kind of ended with her walking away, and they never really expanded as to what happened. So this kind of gives you an ending of the actual show, which how is most movies that are based on TV shows work. But they also left it open for a total new if they ever wanted to. I won't ruin the ending.
Yeah.
But they do kind of leave it open that they could kick off another series if they wanted to. I enjoyed it. Like my wife, she loved the Veronica Mars series. She's watched it several times.
Fangirl.
Yeah, she pretty much is. I've watched it. I like the show. I like the movie. I know April watched the movie, had never seen the show.
I did, right? Yeah. I didn't know it was a series before this because I'm not old. And so
the series was like not that long ago. Hang on here. 2004 to 2007. It wasn't
so
that
long.
I was
6 or 7, roughly.
You might be a little young to watch the show, but you're not.
Yeah, I understand.
Not
you.
That old.
I understand. And it was the same.
You're just making her case for your old.
Yeah, I know. First rule of when you're in a hole, quit digging.
And Michelle and I, we both watched it as well.
But,
we enjoyed it and had fun with it. And
after, watching the movie and everything, Dad checked out the series for me. So I am watching it. It's kind of gone on a standstill because of school.
But she's working through it.
But I'm getting there, yeah.
But you're getting there.
And I do like it. I do enjoy it a lot. And I think before school started, I was watching about an episode a day or so, maybe one or two. So I was doing good.
Should I ruin it for her and tell her who killed the girl, friend?
No.
Was it her?
We'll let
Plot
her.
Twist.
No.
That would be awesome.
No, but they do tell you. I think it's in season 2.
I think so. But this is one where they kind of called it a modern version of Nancy Drew.
That's
kind of what the show was anyway.
She's a lot more snarky and quick with the wit with people than... Because Nancy Drew was kind of a goody two-shoes.
Yeah, I like
her.
Veronica Mars is not.
No, but she'll tell you how it is and let you go.
I would rather have Veronica Mars than Nancy Drew, because I think that's why I never got into Nancy Drew, because she was such a...
goody two-shoes.
She's so prim and everything. I was like, God dang.
Well, and if you haven't watched the series, you can watch the movie and still enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
But if you've watched the series, then you get the background as to know why some of the things that happen are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And why people are certain ways to her dad, to her, and to other people.
They're
it's
kind of the
outcast family?
Yeah, this rich community. And she was kind of part of that community, but because of everything that happened, she fell out of it at school.
Yeah.
And this was in the TV series, and that's where all she became snarky with all these people. And it carries over into the movie.
Yeah. Still continues into the movie. And as I said, it's basically a continuation of the series. Only 10 years later, and people have different jobs and lives and things of that stuff.
And to me, the person that stole the show, I mean, they did get all the actors were fun. And you had a lot of cameos from the past series and stuff. But Dick stole the show in all the scenes he was in. He was just having fun. I mean, and he was kind of that way in the series, but he was never as much of a scene stealer as would I for this movie.
It's
like,
because he never got a lot of parts. Like, he never got a lot of lines.
Well, he was in the show, he was kind of, He wasn't a main character. He was just always there.
Yeah,
because he was Logan's
best friend
in the show.
Best friend, mm-hmm. You're right.
So he was always there with Logan and always kind of getting into that trouble with Logan, but he never really
talked.
He was never really a main character.
Yeah,
and he kind of does that same role in this one, but.
Talking.
He just he gets to become like this beach bum kind of dude.
He is.
You know, and the really cool thing is they took all the characters that were developed in the show and basically carried that persona into what they're doing 10 years later.
Yeah.
You know, the people that you thought, "Oh yeah, that's, you know, this person's going to be the cheerleader and did it." Yep, they still had that same exact thing 10 years later.
Mhm.
True. And like you said, they did put in a few kernels for if they did want to make this like a movie trilogy or if go back to TV, but I don't know if TV is really an option. But they kind of talked about maybe additional movies because they brought in, oh God, I just went blank, the biker.
Rat?
No.
I know exactly who you're talking about and couldn't tell you his name because he was a...
He was a
biker gang member, right. Deal, and he helped Veronica out, and he kind of changed that and was no longer the biker in the movie. I swear I had
a
list of,
but it was him, Veronica, and the computer techie girl.
Yeah,
they kind of put kernels into the movie where they could proceed on.
Yeah, without having to proceed on.
Right. They left it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big of a kernel, but it was enough that if they wanted to, they could do another movie.
Yeah, kind of at the end.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was neat. Did you find his name yet?
Weasel.
Weasel.
He went by Weasel. His nickname was Weasel.
I knew it was an animal. No, I thought it was very nice. What did they use to kickstart it again?
Kickstarter. Okay.
I always think of Reddit, and it's not Reddit.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Would they use the Kickstarter again?
But I thought it was cool on Kickstarter. You know, the fans donate the money and everything, and they could also buy different packages for a
certain
amount.
Could, depending on how much
you
donate.
And there was, I think, it was either the top package or really close up there where they got to come out and actually be extras for the movie.
Yep,
and they got to hang out with... crew and the cast and everything.
I believe
hang out with them.
I believe all the actors and actresses did it basically pro bono. I don't think they actually got paid for making the movie.
And if they did, it probably wasn't.
Yeah, it was, you know, just a few maybe expenses here and there. But I think I remember reading where it was the money was more or less just for the filming and all that stuff. Everything else was, hey, we'll be here. We're not going to charge you to do this.
And I think that's cool, like, because it is kind of that you can feel the family dynamic of it.
Well, they wanted to make the movie. They wanted to make the movie for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I kind of mentioned Star Trek before, but probably the other one that's probably closest resembling to it is Firefly with Serenity.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because I just had one season of Firefly, then fans and Whedon talked, I can't remember what studio in to do in a movie, and he was hoping to make it a series of movies too, but it hasn't materialized. But they were able to do Serenity to kind of tie up loose ends, and it could be an ending.
Serenity pissed me off, so it's not gonna be an ending. How about that?
Yeah, it was pretty much an ending.
Yeah,
but and that's the way I think this is too. It's gonna be one of those.
They put a cap on it.
Yeah, they gave the fans what they wanted. It's an ending to the show, but it's been left open that maybe if they ever wanted to, they could.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And
I think it should be left where it is.
Probably should.
With the ending, I think everyone's settled. Everyone feels complete. I don't think you should open another jar and do it all over again, you know?
No, probably not.
So tempting.
I would say anybody, geez, what age range.
I
would give it.
Open another can of jars?
Yeah, something like that. But that's all right. We understood what you meant. It's okay.
I'm so tired right now. What?
Man, I would give it high school age, but just because
Yeah.
There are a few scenes in there that are, you know, sexually.
It's just another PG-13 movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There's nothing horrific about it. There's nothing too sexual about it to tip it over the edge.
No, it's not.
PG-13. PG-13 is just too broad of a rating for me. Because there's a bunch of horror movies that are PG-13 that I will never let my son watch until he's out of my house.
What?
Yeah, there are some. And I don't know. I still don't understand the ratings, but I would give it that, you know, that 14, 15-year-old would probably get it, understand it, wouldn't be too bad.
And if they haven't seen the series, they do give a little bit of a, what do they call it at the beginning of the shows? Recap. They do a recap
of some of what happened, yeah.
So if you haven't seen it, they do have a little bit of that. But it's probably nicer if you do watch the series first.
I think you'd enjoy it more.
Right. And I would say if you're a library, if you have the series, you're going to want the movie.
Yes.
And if you have the movie, you're going to want the series.
Right.
You know,
you can't have one or the other. It'd feel odd.
It would be. And if it's one of those, if you have the movie, which I don't know how popular the movie was. I mean, I know it was a limited release, so it didn't make a whole lot of movie. But anybody that was a fan of the show was going to say, we need to get this movie. And then probably get the series because then other people are going to get interested. It's one of those, hey, check this out. Yeah, and I watch these.
True. Yeah, and with the whole how popular it was and everything, I didn't see. I think I saw like the tail end of one commercial for it, and that's it. I never saw any commercials for it. Apparently, it was not released near where I live because no.
I think the closest to us was about 6 hours.
Yeah, and like so
ours was about five and a half to six as well.
What studio did they work with on this?
I believe it was Warner Brothers.
Was it?
I think so. I couldn't remember
if it was them or Fox.
I don't think it was Fox. I think it was Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers Pictures.
Warner Bros. Okay. Well, I don't know. Didn't they promise for just a full release?
When they first were talking about it, that's what they said was going to happen.
I wish that had happened.
Then it seemed like, I don't know if they got numbers back and they didn't. Or the test screenings, they didn't get as much response as they wanted, so they put it to a limited.
Yeah, I don't know how all that happened.
If they had put a little bit more into advertising and then full released it, I think it would have been popular.
I think it would have. I think you would have had a lot more fans that would have wanted. You know, like it was a little far for me to go just for that movie.
Well, yeah, that's probably what a lot of fans said. They were like,
And I don't know where all the limited releases were, but they were. You know, probably the major cities, and then it was probably limited theaters and stuff like that. So, but that's what I said. I think it's one that should have, you know, especially if you have the series, you know, you should have the movie. If you have the movie, you probably should look at getting the series because people are and say, hey, look, you know, did you know there's more of this?
Yeah.
And kind of go from there. And I enjoyed it. I said, I watched the series, so I enjoyed the movie. And like April, you know, watched the movie and then went, I need to watch the series.
Yeah, because the movie does make it look good, you know, and like you can see little jokes in there that you know you should get but you haven't watched it, so you're like, oh, it's a reference, and it makes me want to go watch it, and so I can get the references.
But I think that about wrap that one up.
Yep, I think we'll take a short break for Dodge City Public Library. We'll take a short break for Dodge City Public Library. We'll be right back.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. As we understand, there might be some fans of nonfiction materials in CPL land, so why not head over to www.dcpl.info and check out our podcast. We have the nonfiction fix you've been looking for. Every month, Michael, our public service librarian, and I review a nonfiction book or other item for you to consider reading or adding to your collection. So, if you love the land of black and white informative materials, head on over and check us out. By the way, Michael thinks he's a different fictional character in every episode. No guessing what he'll be next month.
Hey, this is Nikita from the band Everfound, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I bite my finger nails to bone.
back, and we just got finished listening to Bulls in the Bronx by Pierce the Veil, and we're going to let April take over to review their album, Collide with the Sky.
Wow, yeah. She was way prepared for that. You want to start that over?
No.
Oh.
That's actually, I don't mind that. Start right there. That's pretty dang good. No, yeah, that was Bulls in the Bronx. Pierce the Veil, obviously not a pop group. Obviously not a country group. You know,
no, you don't say.
They're definitely in the rock genre. And the background of this band, they are from San Diego, California, so they're from the States. And it's made up of two brothers, Mike and Vic Fuentes, who found it. And Mike does the drums and raps a bit. And Vic does guitar and vocals. And then you have Tony Perry, who does lead guitar, and Jamie Preciado, who does bass and backing vocals. So it's a four-piece band. I actually had to count that as I was saying it. That's probably why I like lost track there. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4-piece band right there. And they've had a lot of success over their career. They haven't been active for too long, I would say, for a band. Maybe they have. They formed in 2006.
Okay.
That's about
8 years.
8 years now, uh-huh. Yeah. And I would say that's relatively young for a band.
Sometimes it depends.
Yeah.
depends on the band.
Yeah, some of it's 1-2 years and they're done. So you never know, but 8 years is a pretty decent stretch.
Oh, yeah, and they've had tons of success from their very first album. They've had 3 so far. Their first came out in 2007 called A Flair for the Dramatic, and then Selfish Machines in 2010 was the sophomore album, and then Collide with the Sky, we're reviewing right now, came out in 2012, and it's actually their first album that they've recorded under the label Fearless Records, which you might not recognize, but is a very big name in the rock industry.
Don't know Fearless.
Yeah. And they also have a 4th album set already for early 2015. So to me, for time is measured so differently for artists and everything. And true. I think, you know, they're knocking these out pretty fast when you think about it. Because you see a lot of artists come out with a song and then go on a hiatus.
Yeah. Well, do they tour, or are they just kind of in that?
They do tour. They've toured a lot internationally since their first album, and they've been toured with other groups and everything and all that. Lord almighty.
On the album we have, is this a special 2-disc?
Collide with the Sky is a special deluxe album. It came with obviously the CD, and it also came with the DVD of a tour of their concerts.
Which is entitled This Is a Wasteland, which
mm-hmm.
is a lyric from one of the songs in the album.
That
was the title.
The title of that song is Hell Above.
Yep.
But yeah, and if you do, I'm just trying to get all these facts out of the way. If you do want to check out their website, it is piercetheveil.net.
That's a little different.
Not com.net. Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Huh. Who knows?
But whatever.
Maybe .com was already taken.
Yeah, and they've won tons of awards, and you know, for albums. Breakthrough artist. A lot of their videos and singles have won or been nominated for multiple awards or across the board. So this is a pretty solid band right here. What do you think?
Just to go with some additional stuff with the album, I did watch the DVD. It's basically some of their videos from this album, and then it follows them to the different places they went around on tour. So that's basically what the DVD is.
Mm-hmm.
But they have an interior booklet that if libraries pick this up, will probably want to copy so they can have a extra copy of it. Because the way it hangs, it's just by staple.
It come out.
You've already destroyed yours.
And, right. It's still in there. But the booklet has what I would call comic book art in it. It has probably about 4 or 5 panels. So that caught my interest right there. But it also has the lyrics to the songs plus some concert photos. So if you're one of those people that like the lyrics, you'll be able to follow along with that. And then, like I said, the artwork is kind of a comic book feel to it. And that caught my interest. If you're interested in that type of artwork, you might be interested for that. But just to give fair warning that that middle booklet, it'll eventually rip out because it's just the weight of the booklet.
Yeah.
Unless you store it flat. If you store it on end, it's going to eventually just weight itself loose.
And the artwork and on the outside of the cover, I think.
It's another simple.
It's a cool case
black
to me.
Black and gold again.
It's just black and gold, very simple, you know, very classy.
Very classy.
It's classy. This is a classy rock group right here.
Well, this is one when I first heard them. Not the biggest fan of screamo, and the song that I just happened to pick kind of had the screamo sound to it right at the very beginning. But then when I went and actually sat down and listened to the whole album, the screamo sound was just small
sections. It's not the majority of the songs.
And he's actually singing in a normal voice. It just occasionally goes into the screamo.
Yeah, it's not a screamo band at all. And I enjoy it because, and the screaming, you know, it has words. They are screaming words. God, but, and I enjoy that because I don't like pure screamo where it's screamo all the way through the song, but I like screamo plus vocals.
It is pretty like hard rock, though.
Heavy driven music, I guess. I mean,
that if you're tense,
if you're tense and want to relax, this isn't the album.
No, don't watch this one.
That's how I relax.
Do not watch this in rush hour, or do not listen to this in rush hour traffic. Watch. Stuck on that DVD thing. I know. Yeah, you can talk, Chris.
Chris.
He's not in his head. Talk. For those who are not watching, oh, wait.
Chris is our silent Bob.
You know, you don't listen to this in rush hour traffic with road rage because it's going to make you go, and really want to do something bad. But
I listen to this when I'm in a good mood, when I'm in a bad mood, when I'm tired. It helps me go to sleep, actually.
What the heck?
Like, because, so, let's say, the majority where, I guess, my friends listen to it with me, on accident, because I'll have my headphones. This is why I burn them out so quickly, I bet. I'll put them in. You know, we're going to...
It's amazing she can hear us.
We're going to an event, and I'm tired, so I'll put in my headphones and play. I have a playlist of just rock in general, so Pierce the Veil, Black Veil Brides, you know, Avatar, all of my heavy rock and everything. And I'll put them in, and it'll start out at a normal level. And I have this obsession with being able to hear every aspect of the song, so I'll just slowly keep creeping it up and up, and then I'm like, screw it, and I turn it all the way up, so, and then I fall asleep to it, you know. It kind of numbs me, and it's like, oh, this is
it's because she's going deaf to everything around
it's
her.
It's like, I can hear it all, it sounds awesome, I'm going to sleep, and then when I'm done, they'll be like, we could hear that the whole ride. Like,
and surprisingly, all the songs I liked, and I put stars by 2, 4, 6 of the 12 that I really liked. So this kind of surprised me. I didn't think I'd really get into it, but I did.
All of them.
I'm not a little heavier than I usually listen to, but it's not bad.
See, I consider this kind of light.
Kind of light?
Yeah, like...
Wow.
Well, because I also listen to your German, you know, metal too. So I consider this to just be a...
Go ahead, say it, Chris. You know you want to. Come on.
German metal's heavier than American metal or any other metal?
This isn't metal.
You called it light, but
it
you said
light.
You do listen to German metal, so German metal
compared
is heavier to that?
To me, it is.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, no,
I just wanted to... I was
clarify.
Just confused. I needed clarification.
No, yeah, this isn't a metal
Not trying to make fun of you.
No, I know.
I was confused.
You were expecting it, though. It kind of looked like it.
Yeah, it was. I was getting ready to defend myself.
She instantly went into defense mode. Oh, wait. I don't blame her. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, because, okay, the genres it's put into is post-hardcore, experimental, and progressive rock. And, you know,
there's way too many genres.
There is.
Yeah.
Genres and subgenres and sub-subgenres.
Oh, exactly.
But it makes sense, and I really enjoy it because I think if you don't listen to actually listen to it and everything, it'll just sound like a blob of noise that makes no sense, you know, and just chaos. But I think once you actually start getting,
that's why I put it towards the heavy end of rock.
You have to have a tight ear to hear the detail.
I guess, yeah, you've got to be focused, and you've got to be kind of invested in listening to it.
Some people will listen to this just for the noise, just because it drowns out their world around them. Others will listen to what their message is.
Yes.
And German rock's like that. Like, I know people that listen to Rammstein just because it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what they're saying, even though it's
They can't understand anyway.
Right. Most of it. Unless you know German.
If you ask a German about Rammstein, they're just like, pfft.
And that's
they're nobody.
Like, we like the K-pop and J-pop. We don't understand it because we like the beat.
You like the music. And that's what I enjoy about
this.
But
thankfully, this is one I do understand. And I do love it.
I'm not dissing it. I'm not dissing it in any way. It's just...
Yeah, one of my favorite...
Not my...
I'm not dissing it, but...
No, it's...
It's not what you'd normally listen to.
Not normally, yes.
I guess.
So I said it's a little harder than I was normally listening
to. It is an alternative area, you know, and... I love...
You get alternative rock.
And they have some bridges within a lot of their songs where it's just pure instrumental that are really cool. And the
Bulls
one that
in
I...
Bulls in the Bronx, actually.
Yeah, that's the coolest one.
On the song you heard coming into this, we didn't get to play that section. But we didn't understand the title until... today, actually. It goes into the bridge and it's all of a sudden a Spanish flair, like dun 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 dun, dun. And like that was
How'd
horrible
that go again?
but and it's just it's so random because nothing before that alluded to Spain or anything had to do with Latin, you know, America or anything, but it fits with the song so well and it's just perfect. And Dad was like, oh, it reminds me of Bullfighters. I was like, well, it's called Bulls in the Bronx.
So that's how they tied it in.
So.
Okay.
And it fit. I mean, it did fit.
It does. It sounds so good with it. And it just makes you like groove out. And you're just like, yes.
Groove out. Groovy, man.
But yeah, what I like about.
You need to take a trip with April and I. We have the radio cranked up.
We do.
We're the only two.
Yeah. Like, if it's. Either I'm driving with Dad or I'm driving by myself.
No wonder they both can't hear
just
anything.
Just to get rid of the awkward silences. Daddy-daughter conversations usually are pretty embarrassing or dry, so.
Give you an example.
We had a good conversation about Marvel movies the other day. We can do that.
That's our bonding right there. Marvel.
Hey, it's all good with me.
Now, to give you an example, like an idea of how loud it is, when I'm by myself at least, I was listening to Octane, which is on the XM radio, you know, hard rock and all that. And I had it cranked up really loud going to work. And they could hear me from the dirt road, you know, from like...
quarter mile at most.
Yeah. But they could hear me from the top of it. Yeah, and then,
here comes April.
Yeah, they're like, oh, April's here. Well, she's not here, but she coming. what I love about Pierce the Veil and rock in general is how poetic and deep they are. You know, just the way they use words and the metaphors and the symbolism. And
if you're patient enough to listen to the lyrics, you'll get those.
I think for rock, lyrics is the first thing. Like, if the lyrics aren't good, I'm not feeling it. But
and see, I'm one that'll listen to the music first.
And then lyrics?
And then listen to the lyrics. If it doesn't have a good rhythm, beat, music, I won't generally want to listen to it.
God dang it. He like pulls up his microphone.
He's going to talk. He's got something he profound to say.
And then
come
like,
on.
He's
every
like,
time.
Nah.
Where can you get the album?
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
Anywhere.
You can get iTunes, their website, piercetheveil.net,
local
Amazon.
Stores.
Local
store,
stores.
Definitely.
Local
Hastings.
Stores. Okay.
You know.
I can't remember how much it cost. Can you? It's probably about.
Ours was 15? Around. Ours was, I think, $20.
Was it 20?
So.
Well, is
for
it?
The DVD.
But ours is a
it had a
deluxe.
DVD,
yours is the deluxe.
So
you can
be
get
cheaper.
You can get a deluxe edition, or you can get like a
regular
edition.
The regular
edition?
That
okay.
just comes
can
with
you?
Collide with the Sky. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Man,
because
I could have saved myself
when
money.
We were, no, you did know about it. But
you just went and got the DVD anyway.
His mistake was that he asked me which one I wanted, and I was like, "Hello."
Hey, she has a job. She can start buying her own music.
Yes, she can.
No.
No. I tried.
But yeah, I think I got to talk about one of the titles for this. It's probably one of the longest titles I've heard, you know, in a long time. And it has, and it's not even said, it's the lyrics. It's not in the lyrics or anything. It's I'm low on gas and do you need a jacket? It's a random
yeah.
title.
And it's not mentioned
those
in the
words
song.
Aren't in the song. The song's great. I love the song.
It's like I'm hungry and I need to build a house.
Pretty much. And it's, huh? It's just like, why? But it's a great song and everything. And I think I like
kinda,
all of the
is
songs.
Is it the one that kind of feels like an Eagles song?
Probably.
They're kind of traveling to California?
Probably. It's the one with the girl dancing on tables.
I think that's
he mentions that and I start thinking of Hotel California.
Oh, yeah.
sorry.
Let me look here.
I need shoes, so I'm going fishing.
Yeah. I just put it's a traveling song.
It's all I catch when I go to the Lake of Shoes.
This is a traveling album. And I was so disappointed. There's only 12 songs on here. And usually that's a lot, you know, and it seems to drag on. But to me, this album goes by in a blink of an eye. Because of how
that's
because
they're playing 250
so
beats
but
a minute.
But also because it's so good, you just get into it.
Exactly.
Oh man, my favorite part for drums is on the very first song. Not first.
They
kind of
have an intro song for the
yeah,
very first one.
But on Hell Above, at the very beginning, they have the best kick drum. That's like just driving it really, really, really fast and everything. It's just like
I'm gonna say April likes the album.
Definitely.
A
April
lot.
Enjoys the album.
A lot.
It's one of those songs I hired Thumper for.
Yeah. I did. I enjoyed all aspects of this album.
Like I said, I was surprised when I actually listened to it. It's not going to be something I go to right away, but I enjoyed it. Which was kind of surprising to me because I didn't think I would.
And this goes back to me saying, I think it was a long time ago, not even a couple episodes ago, long time ago, when I talked about listening to my first Screamo song and I immediately clicked out of it. And then I went back in and I forced myself to actually listen to it and
kind of
and then
heard what it was.
And then I got hooked. Yeah, because I actually listened to it. So, you know, don't knock it from just the first song or just the first few minutes of the song. Listen
and
to it.
Probably this band is well enough known to probably be placed in most of your libraries.
I would put it in every library.
Every library.
There's going to be an emo somewhere in your town. They're going to need this.
An emo? I don't really picture emo listening to this type of music, though.
I do.
Really? Hmm. Okay. I guess I don't know the emo culture then.
Podunk emo must be different. Start wearing black, they wear gray.
Just faded out jean.
Acid wash, black jeans. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
We're horrible.
Emo and scene kids. Skater kids would like it.
I think a lot of people would like it if you like that harder.
This isn't going to be the album that's going to pull in somebody who usually listens to rock or jazz or classical over to this genre. This is not that album.
I listen to classical. No.
This is going to be...
You're strange, though. So
I am strange. Yep.
I think this one will be the kind of like what Chris was alluding to, is your its specific audience.
Right. Yeah.
Now, get it for every library.
Maybe April just tells you, add it anyway.
If you happen to be in school and hear a teenager just going off, I call them raging teenagers, this would be the music that they you could pull
this
them
is
in
the
with.
Back,
but
I would be that kid that starts playing it in the back. Like, this is getting good.
Or you wear your headphones out like this.
Yes.
And go down the hallway.
You look like a mouse. Oh, my God.
Quick, you should take a picture of that because he'll never do it again.
April just went.
April's gone. End the show. There you go, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though. That's not as funny because now I can see your ears. It just replaced it. No, I'll tell you what. My best friend, Jessica, we sit
on Facebook.
We sit beside each other.
Just have it the way you had it, though.
My best friend and me sit beside each other in vocal, and we were singing a song, and all of a sudden she just laughed so hard and for the whole song and everything, and I don't know what her deal is. She thought of something funny, I guess. And finally, at the end of the song, we sat down. I'm like, what were you thinking about? She's like, I'm thinking about hitting you with a chair.
Wow, with friends like those who need enemies.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was funny.
April probably says this about every album. Buy it.
Buy it.
Put it in your collection.
Not
but if you have,
she's
if you
had
have
a
music collection.
She kind of like it, yeah.
If you have an extensive music collection. This would be one a good one to add.
Yeah.
If you have a limited selection, probably not the best.
Iffy. Yeah.
So I think that'll probably pretty much do it for us this go around. We've been having fun here. I hope everybody's been having fun out there. We'll catch everybody the next go around.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.